So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. I'm delighted to have you here with me today on the Erica Glessing Show, where we bring you 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. My guest today is so angelic, and luckily that's also her name. It's Angelica Rose, and she and her guides have come to play with us today, and we're just not sure where that interview is going to go, but we're sure going to have fun. So welcome, Angel.
It's so funny. I was holding my mouth so I went laughing to the phone. It was just so cute the way you said what you just said, so thank you for that.
Aww.
Yeah, I definitely like to play, that's for sure, and so do the spirit guides that I work with. They're still like comedy shows.
I know. So Angelica is a certified hypnotist, a writer, a radio host, a minister of love, an author, and she also gives talks on spiritual oneness. And she has an online series called Spiritual Journey from Human Consciousness to Spiritual Oneness. So how much more fun can we have in that space? Oh my goodness. So let's just, let's open up with how can I get more connected to my own divine? If I'm listening and, you know, I'm probably an entrepreneur and I probably work on bodies or I work with people helping them heal, how can I get a little bit more connected to that oneness you talk about?
The biggest thing that really comes through with the oneness connection is to be able to have enough of what is in your way unraveled, the self-defeating beliefs, the human mind chattering away, the trying to force through the ego control, all of that has to be put to the side. There has to be a very strong connection from a place from your heart with pure love, a place from your heart with acceptance and openness and allowing, a place of silence with the mind, and then through that connection, you're able to start to feel. It's almost like an inventor or an artist. They don't think about what they're going to invent or they're going to paint. They may have a desired outcome around it, but the process is not there as far as this is what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it and when I'm going to do it. There's a receptivity about allowing the flow of energy, the flow of creativity, the flow of the beauty coming through, and then the process gets created. And that's the way that you create. Yeah, it's very pure.
Tell me when you talk about being an angel messenger. You know, that's pretty darn interesting. And I think I've been reading angel books. You know, I don't think I've ever not read angel books. I think I can go back into high school when I would read angel books. And I like angel guidance cards. And I just love that whole energy of that. So can you just kind of tell us a little bit about angels and what angels could maybe do as a contribution that people may not fully be aware of?
You know, I'm an angelic walk-in, and so as an angelic walk-in, I have the beauty of connecting straight to what I call my home, my family, the angelic realm. And some people have a stereotype that angels are only here to heal people and so forth in that arena. Yet it's not so much the healing as much as it is the reminder of what love, pure love, unconditional love, compassionate love is. And coming from that place of pureness is one of the ways that the angels come to remind us. It's not that we don't have that, it's reminding us that we already are that.
So, what would you recommend for someone? Let's just help someone out right now, because I'm listening to the audience in the future and in the present. I'm just reaching out maybe from what I'm kind of feeling is depression or hopelessness, and I'm sort of seeing that in the economic realm. So what can we do to reach out to the listeners who might be feeling like how can I ever make money doing what I love?
You know, it's funny, I just completed literally a YouTube just around that in itself. I authored a book called Secrets to Running a Successful Business, and it's a secret, so don't tell anybody. Oops, it's already out.
love it!
It's an ebook, and it was the first book I wrote, and the second one is Living Life as You Always Dreamed, and I'm saying these for a purpose, and I'm currently finishing my third one, which is the autobiography of Being an Angelic Walk-In. When we have a passion and we have a purpose in that passion, there's nothing you could do to sabotage it. Nothing. It's a timing, a universal timing. It's a preparation of getting to that place of moving towards that direction in a way that you can make a difference on the planet. Wow. And the passion has to be there, because if your focus is on making money versus living your passion, then you're really not coming from the true integrity within your own beingness. Is making money wrong or bad? Of course not. When you're living from a place of really loving what you do and coming from integrity with it, you can't help but attract people that want what you have, because you're coming from that depth within your whole soul, your whole beingness. And when you have a prosperity consciousness versus a limitation, you open up your connection to the universe, which is unlimited. There is no limitation. It's our beliefs that sabotage us. It's our worth that sabotage us. It's our fears that sabotage us. It's our insecurity that sabotage us. And so when you have that connection, you're opening yourself up to that potentiality of bringing it into your life. And so combining the two, living your life the way you always dreamed it, is a visionary process. Without trying to use your ego to try to force it or manipulate it or make it happen, but rather be in a receptive vehicle and openness to allowing it to come through. That's where your self-belief comes in, and you move from hopelessness and a fearfulness and a limitation focus to that of belief, faith, trust, knowing the universe has your back. It's not going to just put you in a situation and leave you abandoned and say, bye. It's your connection that makes it come through.
Absolutely.
And when you have that connection, you can't help but have it. I mean, I was sharing with you just before we had the show that I had literally no internet connection, no way of getting a hold of you. I called a couple of people. The library was closed. I had no idea what the number was. And I just sat and I called in, you know, my channeled beings that I worked with. And I said, okay, I would love to do this radio show today. I don't want her to feel I stirred her up. Can you help me out? And I said, I know you're going to help me out. I just know it.
And they did.
And literally 2 minutes, 2 minutes after I asked them, I waited 4 hours because it was out. No, I waited 8, 9, 10, about 2.5 hours, 3 hours before I prayed, because I was curious to see what would come through. And I wanted to make a proven point that first I was just going to you know, make some calls and see what I could do. And then I said, okay, ego, now it's time for you to just relax. And I called them in and I just knew, I just had no doubt that we were doing the show. And I let it go. And within 2 minutes, the internet was on.
Okay, well, that's our whole show. So thank you, Angelica Rose, for coming. And where can we find you? That's 8 minutes, baby.
I know, it goes so fast. It's amazing. Okay, so the website is Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, wix.com/love.
Awesome.
And my phone number is 971-217-6576. And this was awesome.
Thank you for coming.
It was a lot of fun.